It's that time of year again where so many of us set the intention to revitalize our health, you know, to lose those extra pounds, get into those size 34 pants or whatever size you're looking to move into, you know, and we dedicate ourselves to doing this. So we join the gym or we finally go back to the gym and we start doing the workouts and the exercise and eating better and properly. And we start processing some of that energy that we've held within ourselves, especially over this time of the holidays and everything. So we come into this experience and sure enough, I've been a gym guy for many, many years. The gym is packed. You got people in there who are doing things you'd never seen anybody do except at that time of the year. You know, no etiquette whatsoever. It's something for years I've seen over, you know, happening. And so for the first month or two, things are packed. But then come March, it's like, where'd they all go? Where are they? All of a sudden, the gym's like back to normal, back to flow. And the same people you see there all the time and all the newbies seem to find a way to disappear. Why is that? I have my own special philosophy on this. Is it a lack of dedication? Well, maybe, you know, it could be, but I think there's something deeper and it has to do with our energy. So personal story, I was like this chubby kid growing up, man. I was horrible at sports, couldn't do a pull-up, man. I wanted to be a stud, but I was a pud. I mean, it was sad. I mean, you know, and I felt bad. I mean, you know, so on and off through the years, I struggled with my weight. And I remember there came a point in my life where I just said, you know what, that's it. I'm going to dedicate myself. I'm going to do this workout program I had found. And it had an eating component and exercise component. Man, I was dedicated. And I followed through with that program. I did every exercise, never worked, never missed a routine, never cheated with a Milky Way bar or anything like that. But something interesting happened. And I noticed that there were these days where I would just feel this like dark, dense, heavy energy of sadness, of anger, of frustration, of hurt. And I would literally find myself laying on the bed for like an hour, just, oh my gosh, feeling through whatever was arising within me. And it was out of that experience that I came to this idea. You know what? We are masters of not allowing ourselves to feel the full frequency of our emotional energy. We're loved to feel the bliss and the ecstasy and all the good yummy stuff. Happy, yeah, I'm happy all the time. But man, when it comes to the downturn of our own personal vibration, where we get to experience the sadness, where we get to experience the fear, where we get to experience the not good enough, all that lower density, heavy stuff. And so what do? We go eat food. We go, like for me, I always like the crunchy things, cereal, stuff like that. Anything but not feel that stuff, right? And of course, we've gotten really quite masterful at how it is that we internalize our emotional energy, whether it be through food, whether it be through ice cream, whether it be through high-calorie alcoholic beverages or scrolling on social media or Netflix binging. We don't allow ourselves to go down into that lower part of our own personal vibration. And as a result, we struggle. As a result, we experience disharmony through our health and through other facets of our lives. So if you're dedicated this year to revitalizing your health and moving through and creating some shifts in your life, I want to share these three steps that are really going to help you. Over the years in doing my session work, I've had people who have lost weight who never went into the gym. Why is that? It's because they made the decision to feel everything that was within them. And that can be scary. That can be terrifying. But the first thing is as you engage on your commitment to revitalizing your health, which is important, let's face it, this takes you through your human experience. If a wheel falls off, you're going to have a really hard time opening to more prosperity, revitalizing your relationships, you know, fulfilling your purpose in life, deepening your spiritual connection when this is experiencing high levels of disharmony. So it's important, and I encourage you to take it on, to revitalize your health, exercise, walk, whatever it is for you that's going to help you to begin to move through. So as you encourage, or not encourage, but as you engage in what you're doing, you're going to notice that things are going to start coming to the surface. Feelings of sadness, feelings of anger. So when March comes along in the gym and all those newbies are gone, why is that? It's because they found a reason to not feel what has been stored over the years in their body. If you think about it, body fat, what is body fat? It's energy that's unprocessed, stored energy. What are emotions? Energy in motion. What do? When we eat for comfort, drink for comfort, have ice cream for comfort, we store that energy within our body, within our body fat. And as we begin to burn it, as we begin to melt it away, what comes to the surface? All kinds of lower density emotions. So we find a way, in many levels, unconsciously, to stop. I don't feel like working out today. And you know what? It's not really that important. I'm going to stop. But the real driver is because what's being released. So three steps to help you really revitalize your health this year. Number one, feel all that arises. If you get triggered in life, feel the emotion around it. Be very intentional in breathing through it, processing through the energy. It is so important to feel and to let go. Not to hang on to, but just to breathe it out. Let it go. If you get triggered, if you have fear, whatever, okay, I'm feeling fear. What is it? It's a frequency of energy. Breathe it out. Let it go. Set the intention. You're so powerful at moving energy. We all are. Use it intentionally to let go of what's no longer serving you. The second thing to do is suspend judgment of the downturns of your lower density emotions. You're an energetic being, a vibrational being. You have a vibration, a resonance. That is your frequency, so to speak. And if you look at vibration, it's a sine wave. You're a sine wave in motion, so to speak. You have peaks where we get to experience, you know, quote, the good stuff, ecstasy, bliss, happiness, joy. We want to be up here all the time. Sorry, wrong planet. This is where we get to experience the contrast of life. You can be up here and appreciate it and love it and have fun with it, but eventually you're going to come down here and you're going to have an opportunity to move through the vibration of your life. Feel all that arises down here. Don't stuff it away. Don't binge watch it away. Don't social media scroll it away. It's not going anywhere until you feel it and let it go. Feel it, breathe it out. Let it go. So we suspend the judgment of those lower density emotions. It's just heavy energy. Nobody goes and curses the negative terminal on a battery. Why would you do that within your own self, within your own emotional energy? In order for you to shine your light, you need to honor the positive and the negative polarities within your own self. It's part of the planet. It's part of why we came here to play the game of life, to learn how to master our personal energy. The final thing is to honor both ends of the flow. Feel the gratitude, feel the happiness, feel the joy, feel the sadness, feel the anger, feel the frustration. Be intentional. It's almost like breathing. I've talked about this before. It's like you breathe in the joy, you breathe in the bliss, you breathe in the ecstasy, whatever it is, and you just allow it to saturate your body. But when the time comes, when you get triggered, when life throws you a curveball, when something doesn't work out the way that you think it should have, and you feel anger, frustration, fear, sadness, feel it, be intentional, breathe it out, let it go. Honor both polarities of who and what you are. And if you just take on these three steps, I know it sounds simple, but I've had people who have lost weight without stepping into the gym, without changing their exercise habits, purely by processing their emotional energy more efficiently. You don't want to store this stuff in you because eventually it's going to show up somewhere. Eventually it's going to show up as you don't fit in those size 34 pants anymore, or an amplified message where you experience a physical disharmony or a disharmony in any facet of your life. It's time for all of us to honor the power of our own personal energy, but also to honor our ability to master it. And by doing so, we become the creator of our lives by mastering our energy. and realizing that it's our resonance, our frequency, that shapes and shifts our experience. And when we breathe in and breathe out our own energy, we open up to a whole new level of mastery, empowerment, to be the conscious composers of our lives, to transform any obstacle we might be experiencing, and ultimately to move into the next level of the expression of who and what we are. So, with that being said, let's take some nice deep breaths with a little opportunity to breathe. Honoring both aspects of our flow. Within you is the yin, the yang, the high, the low. The winter, spring, summer, fall of your own emotional energy. So as you move forward in revitalizing your life, your health, your wellness, your vitality, move through all that arises. Suspending judgment, and honoring both ebbs of your flow. Take another deep breath. Deep inhale, open mouth, let it go. I want to encourage you as we move into this new year to feel the seasons of your own emotional energy, to utilize the power of your intention, to command them to let go of whatever you need to breathe out and let go, whether it be sadness, anger, frustration, and to set the intention to breathe in encouragement, empowerment, joy, self-love, compassion, whatever it is for you, and begin to master your energy this new year. And with that process and with your commitment to stepping into that, you can revitalize your health. You can transcend your challenges. You can rise above the static and noise and the fear and all the craziness that's in the world today, and ultimately be in the world, not of it. And to be able to connect into that magical space within your own self to create an extraordinary life. I want to encourage you to come back to this channel on Saturday. I'll have a longer process of this little process I shared today, a longer version of this process, so that you can dive in a little bit deeper and really open up to moving through the tides and ebbs of your own emotional energy so that you can begin broadcasting a resonance, a vibration that's just going to create the most miraculous, amazing new year for you. And of course, if you'd like to experience your own personal track of high vibration music, go to markromeromusic.com/gift, markromeromusic.com/gift. That'll help you to move through the tides and ebbs of your own life experience. And then of course, if you're not subscribed, please hit that subscribe button, subscribe to this channel. This year, I'm going to be bringing forward all kinds of new lives, musical mantra pieces, a little high vibration energy healing work, some mindsets to support you in opening up to your own vibrational success and creating something amazing. You're a magnificent expression of life. Hold that thought throughout the week, and I look forward to catching up with you in our next episode. Take care. Have a harmonious day.